taking it up a notch. Practices were a little more lively on day two at the Senior Bowl as Broncos coaches continue to work with the next wave of NFL talent. Hello, and thank you for joining us for our Path to the Draft coverage. I'm Phil Milani. We are just outside of meeting rooms near Radio Row, and coaches and scouts got to see a little more live action and some one-on-one drills on day two of practices as the pads came on.
You know, there's a lot of good football players out here and guys that could move. It's good to see them on the hoof, see what they look like in real life rather than on tape. And some of them, you know, some are bigger than others than you think, and some are smaller than others. Get to see them move around, too, and with the quickness and the intensity that they play with. So that those are type of things that you can't get on tape, and so that's why these being down here for these practices are important.
Here with Broncos insider Steve Atwater. Steve, you know what you're looking at out there on the practice field. Who stood out so far this week to you?
Well, you know, Will Hernandez, he's a center out of UTEP and actually played for our new offensive line, the centers and guards coach for us. And
Sean Kugler.
Yeah, Sean Kugler. Yep. And I just tell you, Will Hernandez, we got a chance to catch up with him after practice yesterday. Really sounded like a guy who's grounded, ready to get to work, playing. And he's out here working hard. And you can tell that in the one-on-one drills and also in the team periods. This guy's ready for the next level.
Well, we got to talk about the quarterbacks. Any difference between day one and day two for you, Steve?
Well, for me, it's the same thing for me. My man, Baker Mayfield, I hate to call him my man, but I've fallen in love with this guy. the last couple of days, he's been pretty consistent and the most consistent of all the quarterbacks. Now, I would say that Josh Allen has a great deep ball. He throws a deep ball tight on the rope, spiral and all that, but his intermediate to short passes, the accuracy just hasn't been there. And I need to see an improvement in that area from him. And also Luke Falk, some of these other quarterbacks, just the touch isn't there the way that I see it with Baker Mayfield.
You need a little bit more touch. And I agree with you. There's an aura around Baker Mayfield everywhere he walks. The attention and celebrity status is definitely on him. But these guys have one more chance to really impress because there's a walkthrough tomorrow. But today, the last practice really here in Mobile. And head coach Vance Joseph said that the practices are more important than the game.
You're actually asking him to do what you're teaching him to do. So, you know, that's the evaluation. Can he take the information and process it and do what he's asked to do inside of the scheme? So that's, in my opinion, way more important than the game.
Here now with Matt Boyer. And Matt, one of the guys looking to make the most of today's practice, that's CSU wide receiver Michael Gallup.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit early on yesterday in the individual drills. He struggled in one-on-ones, but head coach Vance Joseph pulled him aside, said, just relax, be yourself. You're a Biletnikoff finalist. You know what you're doing. You know how you got here. And that's a message I think Gallup really responded to, because this is a coaching staff that he's seen week in and week out all season long. But to see these Broncos coaches in person, bit of a different experience.
Playing in Colorado, you know, you get to watch the Broncos just about every Sunday, Monday. But having the Broncos coach and, you know, coaching staff out here, it's a good thing for us. It's positive for me. I get to learn how an NFL, you know, team has, you know, their way on the field. So it's good for us.
Time now for our stock watch with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason. Mace Gallup, a guy who needs a bounce back day, but who's somebody who's on the rise?
Well, look at one of his teammates, Deshaun Hamilton out of Penn State. His teammates on the North team, of course. And this guy's catching everything. You can use him inside. You can use him in the slot. You can use him outside, making plays all over the place. He's a guy that played at the East-West Shrine Game last week, got invited to the Senior Bowl, and he's carried over what he showed in the Shrine Game. And I think actually he's taken it to another level from where he was last week. He seems to be coming on strong and validating a lot of what he showed at Penn State.
He's on the rise, Mace, a guy who needs maybe a little bit of a bounce back day today.
Well, Marcus Davenport, it's not that Marcus Davenport out of Texas San Antonio, it's not that he's not going to be a first round pick, but what you want to see from him is a little more variety of moves. What I've seen, especially in one-on-ones, is you'll see tackles kind of using his move to the outside shoulder and using it against him, getting him wide and behind the spot, and he's not able to get it turned back inside. He's going to have to work on that a little bit. He's done some good things. He's shown some flashes, but I think everyone was expecting a little bit more from him going into the week. Maybe you can find that today.
All right, Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason along with Steve Atwater and Ryan Edwards on Orange and Blue 760 all week long, their morning show, and then in the afternoon as well for a recap. Mace, thank you very much. And Mace, I know that you're a dad, but I still like your jokes, you know, dad jokes.
Yeah, but there's a thin line between dad jokes and bad jokes. You got to be careful on that.
Very true, very true. Well, we had a little bit of fun with the guys the other day in a segment that we're calling Dad Jokes.
What do sprinters eat before a race?
What?
Nothing. They fast. Hey!
What did the Lion King tell Simba when he was walking too slow?
What did he tell him?
Mufasa.
Oh, that's a good one. We're big Lion King fans. That's a good one.
Huge Lion King, guys.
You can find that entire segment of Dad Jokes plus the one-on-one with John Elway on DenverBroncos.com. We'll have a live recap at the end of practices today around 5 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. Until then, thank you for joining us for our continuing coverage of the Broncos' path to the draft.